Stephen Miller, Migration Imports Societies, Not Individuals. By Neil Munro on November 29, 2025. President Trump and his advisors say mass migration imports cultures and societies. But Democrat partisans insist that all migrants must be treated as autonomous individuals, complete with all the legal protections held by Americans facing court trials. This is the great lie of mass migration, Stephen Miller, a top counselor to President Donald Trump, said shortly after a supposedly vetted Afghan migrant shot two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. You are not just importing individuals. You are importing societies. No magic transformation occurs when failed states cross borders. At scale, migrants and their descendants recreate the conditions and terrors of their broken homelands. A moment later, he tweeted. Democrats have spent the last year demanding that every invader have a multi-year trial prior to removal. Unlimited access to appeals, endless defenses against removal, and automatic habeas release from ICE detention. The only process invaders are due is deportation. Progressives, liberals, and Democrats slammed Miller's comments as collective punishment, spotlighting their legalistic, courtroom-style view of migrants and their impact on society. Stephen Miller endorsing collective punishment. Just like the Nazis. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, said social media user KenPo97070. Pro-migration progressives also insist that the Afghan had been vetted by investigators, as if a legal process would override the migrant's personal cultural, religious, and political baggage. The Wall Street Journal joined the Progressive Caucus as it worried that many Afghan shoppers, renters, and workers might be ejected from the nation's consumer economy. The reason for his alleged turn from partner to terrorist, especially as a husband and father of five in the U.S., is an important question to answer. The FBI will be looking for links to a domestic terror cell or international contacts, though he might simply have been disgruntled on his own about his adopted country. Tens of thousands are building new lives here in peace and are contributing to their communities. They shouldn't be blamed for the violent act of one man. Collective punishment of all Afghans in the U.S. won't make America safer, and it might embitter more against the United States. Progressives also use their demand for courtroom-style immigration debates to obscure their unpopular political goals. Miller has given Democrats a gift, a way of tying the defense of immigrant rights with a broader defense of constitutional norms, the editor of the far-left The Nation magazine wrote in October. With the Trump White House on the defensive, it would be foolish for Democrats to avoid attacking. But many Democrats also shed the legalistic defense of migrants to argue that the destructive migrants are worth the benefits, including more Democrat-leaning voters, a broader economy, and the imposition of chaotic diversity. There's never been an experiment, emphasis added, like this, where you have people from every corner of the globe show up in one place, former President Barack Obama said on October 16. We say, based on these ideals, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and a constitution and a bill of rights and a democracy. That we can somehow figure out how to get along and maintain our private beliefs and pray to God in our own ways, and retain aspects of the cultures that we bring from wherever it is that we're coming from, and yet still decide that we are all Americans, and try to make it better for each successive generation. I think George W. Bush believed that, it is possible. I know John McCain believed it. I know Mitt Romney believed it, Obama added. President Trump, however, argues that the inflow of unproductive migrants from backwards countries is deeply damaging to Americans, saying on November 27. Patriotic American citizens who, because of their beautiful hearts, do not want to openly complain or cause trouble in any way, shape, or form. They put up with what has happened to our country, but it's eating them alive to do so. As an example, hundreds of thousands of refugees from Somalia are completely taking over the once great state of Minnesota. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses, hoping against hope that they will be left alone. Even as we have progressed technologically, immigration policy has eroded those gains and living conditions for many. I will permanently pause migration from all third world countries to allow the U.S. system to fully recover, terminate all of the millions of Biden illegal admissions, and remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States, or is incapable of loving our country. End all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens of our country. Denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility. And deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. These goals will be pursued with the aim of achieving a major reduction in illegal and disruptive populations. Only reverse migration can fully cure this situation, Trump wrote.